Good morning. It's a Monday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. You know, I'm looking at the calendar, Alan. We're really getting close to June. That means the on-air fun drive, and we better get a whoosh going soon. We're at just over $215,000 in the lockbox, WAMC.org.
Well, yes, you're right. We don't have a lot of time to do it in. It's always a very tough thing to do, but our listeners always come through. Because they know what WAMC is to them. Hey, there isn't a day somebody doesn't say they heard something on the roundtable or even thank the radio station for what it's been doing. It's something that I don't have to remind anybody of because everybody knows what WAMC means to them. And, you know, if it weren't here, it would be a whole different scenario where a community, because of it in large part, we talk to each other, it raises the tough issues, and we'll be here. So 1-800-323-9262, or much better right now, early in the morning when there aren't a lot of people standing by, is to simply do it the other way, WAMC.org.
And we thank you, of course. All right, well, let's talk about what we seem to be talking about on a regular basis. Another school shooting Sunday morning. People in Santa Fe, Texas, flocked to local churches seeking comfort after the high school shooting that killed 10 people and injured 13 others. It's, I don't know about you, Alan, but hard to look at.
Yeah, our friend Chris Churchill wrote a piece in the Times Union in which he basically said we should never put these people's names who do this killing into the paper. That's not the answer. The answer is guns. And people in the NRA and around them are looking for any excuse. Some of these people talk about video games being the answer. Well, they don't help, I can tell you that much. But as you have pointed out to me in the past, David, and which is so true, you take a look at school shootings in other countries of this kind, and the United States far and away, and I mean far and away, goes beyond what other countries, other places have done. It is an American experience. It is not pleasant. It is heinous. And, you know, in the end, it comes down to the availability of guns. If people aren't willing to deal with that fact, fact number one, it's the guns, stupid, then you really don't have any understanding about what's going on and why it's happening. Not only that, you take parents who leave unsecured guns where kids can get them. Sure, there's always the mental health aspect of it. There's the identification aspect of it. But if the gun wasn't there, people wouldn't be shooting it. That's it. Forget about anything else.
President Trump says he would order the Justice Department to open an investigation into whether the Department of the FBI infiltrated or surveilled his campaign at the behest of the Obama administration. That in the New York Times this morning, side by side with the headline, Mueller to end obstruction inquiry by September 1st, according to personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani.
Well, we'll see. Giuliani doesn't speak for Mueller. Mueller speaks for Mueller, and Mueller doesn't speak. If he has this information, be interesting. I think it would be incumbent on Mueller to say Giuliani's a liar or Giuliani knows what he's talking about. Clearly, Giuliani is not the spokesperson for the Mueller investigation, and we'll see. It may well mean that Mueller has his stuff in order and he's ready to move. It also may well mean that he doesn't want to get in the way of the 2018 elections, as we know that Comey did, no question about it. Hillary Clinton would be the president without Comey having made his asinine statement about Hillary and reopening that investigation, but that's all in the past. And now, as far as the investigation is concerned, let me tell you, it is perfectly appropriate for the Justice Department to say that they're looking into it. If they say, we're not going to look into it, they are in a bad spot. So what they're going to say is, we're going to look into it. Then we'll see what Rosenstein and the others have to do. Last thing you want to do is give Trump an excuse for firing everybody.
It remains open. It'll be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The lockbox at WAMC.org. Do your part now.
David, let everybody understand that you need money to run a radio station. We have 500,000 people who listen every month to WAMC. We could do this. We could do it today. If anybody wants to put up a challenge, that's great. But whatever you do, do it now, because we can't have a radio station if we don't all put our muscle to it.